You have your Bible this morning. Psalm chapter 3, the third psalm this morning. The third psalm, verse number 1. The Bible says, Lord, how are thy increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. How many times do you feel like that? As many there be which say to my of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies. Upon the cheekbones thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessings is upon thy people, Selah. I want to preach tonight, today, if God will be my help, on a passionate cry. On a passionate cry. We see here, as David is crying out, a plea for divine intervention. Have you ever thought about the day and the hour that we're living in? The Bible said in the last days that it would wax worse and worse, Brother Bill, and in the end. And we're seeing that manifest in front of our faces even today. We're seeing the world as it's getting worse and worse, even in the day and hour that we live. In the last 20 years, I can't believe how much America has changed. I mean, we're living in a place, in a state that even people are rising up and saying that it's okay to rape and pillage women and to kill little babies and chop their heads off. And they're saying that that should be okay. Amen. I want to say that's nothing but wickedness. That's what it's always been, and that's what it'll always be. But I thank God will help us to rise above those things, above the persecution and the hardship and the heartache that's in this world today. And we need a place that we can come to do that. And the place is the house of God. The place is a unique place. It is the Word of God, where we come into a place and we can get help from the living God. Amen. Praise God. So he was David was a praying here in this psalm, and he was talking about how those around him that troubled him had increased. We're living in troublesome times, turbulent times, you might say. But I'm glad there's a God that knows exactly where you and I are. They know where we're at. They know where we've been. They know where we need to be, and he's going to help us and manifest himself to us to get there if we'll let him. Praise God. He wants to if we'll want to let him. Amen. It's what we want today. It depends on, praise God, if we'll listen to the Lord as he calls upon us and he's reaching down to touch us, if we'll let ourselves be touched of the Lord. I'm going to say there's a touch from heaven today that's there for all those that receive it even today. Praise God. But we see David as he was crying out in a plea of divine intervention from the God of heaven. Now we know David was praying this we know that it was a time when his son Absalom had rose up against him, amen, and had made himself, pretty much tried to make himself the king, to take it the kingship from his father David. And of course, you know the story. David had to flee the city to get away from Absalom, and he went out of the city, and of course, Absalom come in, and his counsel, he began to give him counsel. He said, hey, just go ahead, give me about 12,000 men, and I'll take care of this. I'll go out and I'll destroy him to the ground, and this will all be done. Of course, David had sent his other priest in there. He said, you go up there and you confound the counsel of Ahithophel. You go up there and you tell him, praise God, I don't think that'll be good counsel. He said, oh, David, he's like a bear that's been robbed of her wealth, been robbed of her babies. He's going to be mad and hard, and he's going to be upset. And you know how he is. If you go in there, he's going to tear you up. So that Absalom listened to him, and he believed it. He knew who his father was. Amen. He knew who David was. He knew the God that David served. And he said, you know what? That's probably right. We better not do it this way. We better wait till we can mass up a great big army. We better get together a whole bunch and go at them as one. Praise God, or we'll never win. I won't say that's what the devil does today. The devil wants to gang up on you. He wants to mass an army of about you, and he wants to try to destroy you. I praise God, he wants to walk about in this world, walking about seeking whom he may devour. And he's devouring homes, he's devouring lives, he's destroying families, he's destroying homes, he's destroying communities, and he's trying his best to destroy the United States of America today. But I want to say there's one, and his name is God and our Lord Jesus Christ, who, praise God, rose up, who's already got victory over death and the grave. Praise God, I'm glad because he did. We can too. If we'll just turn our focus and our minds back to God, we better get back on the right track. Better get back, as the old fellow said, on the right page. And we never get better get back to serving God. The Bible says, woe to a nation that'll forget God. The Bible said in the last days, it'd be like the days of Noah. Praise God, they're eating, drinking, and getting married. They was just thinking about life. Now you listen to me. Ain't that what we're doing today? We're just eating and drinking, thinking about life, thinking about how to make a living, thinking about how to have just a little bit more when we're blessed beyond measure. We're blessed more than any nation in the world. And you say, preacher, how do you know that? Because there's millions and millions that's trying to get here. Why are they trying to get here? If America's such a terrible place, why are millions upon millions trying to get to America? Amen. Because we focused on God. This used to be the belt of the Bible belt. It used to be the buckle. Amen. And God has been, we've lifted him up, we've praised him, and we've trusted the Lord, and he's blessed us and he's helped us. Amen. I don't believe there's any of us that's going to bed hungry no more. I praise God. God Almighty's blessing us. He's helping us and helping us to be a help to somebody else along the way. He's encouraging us, praise God. And he always will. But he said, woe to a nation that'll forget God. If we forget God, if we turn our back on God, there is no help outside of him. Amen. Amen. We need the Lord like we've never needed him before. So David prayed a plea of divine intervention from the God of heaven. Why would David do that? Because David had hope. Amen. Because David had faith in the God of heaven. He had faith in the one that he was talking to. He had hope, praise God, that God would hear an answering prayer. Now, what is hope? Hope is faith with expectation. Amen. David had he had faith with an expectation, praise God, that God Almighty would move upon the scene. And God Almighty began to do those things, praise God, and he couldn't do them for himself. He said he was there and the enemy had increased around him. They had surrounded him all about. There was nowhere else to go. Praise God, the enemy was everywhere that he looked. Amen. But he called upon the Lord, a passionate cry unto God Almighty. I'm going to tell you something, youngest, praise God, when we begin to cry out to the Lord, he'll hear us and he'll answer our prayers. If we pray in faith, believing, he said, you shall receive. The reason we're not receiving the help from God that you and I need today is because we're not asking. Believing, praise God, that God hears us. And we know that if he hears our pleas, praise God, that we have the petitions that we ask of him. Amen. Praise the Lord. That God Almighty is already on our side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say sometimes, as old David was saying here, his troubles had increased. His troubles had got more. Sometimes our troubles are hardships. It seems like they're just stacking up more and more every day. That hardships just get more and more every day. I want to say there's a God of heaven that's bigger than your hardships. There's a God of glory that's bigger than anything that we'll come across in this world. Praise God. He's already given us victory. In the Lord Jesus Christ. One day, praise the Lord, we'll leave all this mess behind. Praise God, he'll say, come up hither. Come away, my beloved. Come away. And we'll leave out of this place. And we'll go to be with him where he is, which is far better. Amen. Amen. See what we ought to do, David. He cried out a passionate cry unto God because he had faith believing that there was a better day ahead. I like that story. And David said, hey, listen, they took the priest took the Ark of the Covenant and they brought it out. And they got down there across the river. And old David said, hold on a minute, fellas. He said, hold on a minute. He said, we need to take that back. See, that was the Ark of Hope. That was the Ark of Promise. Amen. And I said, what do you mean? So we've got to protect this. This is, hey, isn't it, you're the king. It needs to be with you. Amen. And David said, no, I said, you can load up, you take that back up there. He said, because if it be the will of God, that I need to be in that place, and I need to continue as king, if God still, well, glory, he said, if God still wants me, glory to God, he'll bring me back to it. I want to say there's a God of heaven today, young'uns, and loves each one of us. He cares for every one of us, and he still wants you. The devil may say, well, I don't want you. I don't care nothing about you. But I want to say the devil's a liar, and he's the father of it. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you, and Jesus Christ wants you. Jesus Christ wants you to be with him where he is. That's why he went to prepare a place for you. So if you'll get prepared for that place, if you'll receive him as your Lord and Savior, he'll come unto you. I praise God, he'll sup with you. I praise God, and you with him. He'll feed you from the Father's table. He'll give you blessings, praise God. It's out of this world. I praise God, he'll entertain you with the goodness of an almighty God.
Amen.
Amen. If we'll just turn our lives and our eyes to the Lord. Amen, praise God. Now he said, you take that ark back up there. If it be the will of God. Amen. Now we see here the picture of this. David's out there in the wilderness. Amen. He begins to cry out to God. He said, Lord, they're all around me. They're all around me, praise God, and he's nowhere to go. But notice what David did in verse number 3. He said, but thou, Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Amen. He said, hey, listen, there's a whole host around me that's putting me down and belittling me, and they don't think I've got much. But praise God, Lord, I've got you. See, David said in verse number 2, he said, many there be which say of my soul. Now your soul's a very root and being the immortal part of a human being. There's no hope for him in God. Selah. That Selah means, what do you think about that? I can just see David as he's writing this down, he's penning it down. He said, this is what they're saying. They're saying this about my soul. They're saying about this, the inner part of me, praise God. The very fiber of my being. He said, there's no hope for him in God. He said, Selah. He said, God, what do you think about that? He said, these people are saying it. The world is saying it. The community is saying it. People all around me saying there's no help for you. How many people do we know that said, praise God, that we've seen and that God Almighty, praise God, reached down to where they was. Way below the bottom. And he's got a hold of them. And he's brought them up out of the muck and the mire. Praise God, he brought them up. And he brought them out. And he put their feet, well, glory, on the precious Lamb of God, on that rock, that foundation, that chief cornerstone. He set them down there, praise God. And he's begun to build them for his glory. He's begun to help them, praise the Lord. He's begun to give them the help and the hope and the confidence in Christ Jesus, their Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, and they come out of it. I'm talking about people today that were way low. You may be here today and you feel lower than a snail's belly. Amen. Hey, let me just tell you a secret that we've all been there. But God Almighty, praise God, he knows how to get down low. Praise God, and his arm is not short that he can't reach you. And that the power of his right arm will reach down to where you're at. He'll move those obstacles out of the way. He'll get a hold of you. If we'll just reach up just a little bit, if we'll make a commitment just a little bit, if we'll submit just a little bit, he'll reach down to where we're at, and he'll bring us up to where he's at.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I got to study, I got to read the other day, boy, I got blessed. You ever read and study and get blessed? I got to think about everywhere that Jesus was. Everybody that was in his presence, praise God, come out blessed. Amen. They come excited. They come out praising, giving God glory. Amen. Oh, David, he said, hey, listen. He said, I don't know what. He said, they're saying that my soul has no help. There's no help for my soul. Lord, what do you say? And then he prays and he asks God. He tells God how he believes, what he believes down in his heart. He said, you're a shield for me. He said, you're my glory and a lifter up of my head. Amen. Praise God. God began to give David that new courage that he hadn't had a while ago. Amen. I won't say, praise the Lord. Listen, church, we ought to have a little bit of courage that we didn't have a little while ago. We ought to take courage now. Encourage ourselves. The Bible said, encourage ourselves in the Lord. That's what David did. Amen. Because he's trying times. Praise God. There was something need to be happening. Amen. David need to, praise God, he didn't need to retreat no further, but needed to begin to move forward. You know the story of Joshua? The Bible said he crossed over, he got over there to Jericho. And Jericho was shut up tight. Amen. No way for him to get in. And God told him, he said, Joshua, tell you what I want you to do. He said, I want you to just take and get the priest and get the trumpet, get seven with trumpets. Take the Ark of Covenant, praise God. He said, what I want you to do? He said, I want you to march around that place. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I want you to march around Jericho. Can you see this? I mean, they're shut up tight. The doors are barred. Praise God. Big old thick. They can't get through the gates and they shut up. Men's are guarding the walls all about. He said, Joshua, tell you what I want to do. I want you to take those priests with seven trumpets. I want you to march around that place. Take the Ark. I think you want to take the rear ward. Praise God. Amen. He said, I want you to march around that place. And the first day, I want you to march around once. He said, in the second day, I want you to march around twice. He said, and when you get to the, and that's what they, and then they got to the seventh day, and the seventh day, he said, I want you to march around seven times. Amen. I want you to know today, that number seven is the number of completion. God said, praise God, I want you to get there. And when you get to the number of completion, when it's all said and done, he said, I want you to blow with the trumpet and shout with your voice. He said, don't you say a word. Don't you do any, well, glory. He said, don't you do anything else those days. He said, you just get in there and you just mind me and you just follow me. You don't have to make a sound. You don't have to do nothing. You just follow me, praise God, and I'll take care of the situation. Amen. You remember that story? You know what happened? Amen. They got down there that seventh day, and they marched around there one time, and they marched around there two times. I can just see those folks inside the walls is getting antsy. They said, what in the world is going on here? Amen. The first day, they said, look at them jokers. The second day, they said, what are they doing? Third day, they said, what are they doing? They're doing it again. The fourth day, I don't understand this. The fifth day, the sixth day, they begin to wonder, they begin to doubt, they begin to try to figure it out in their minds. They're not doing nothing but marching around because God said so. Amen. But the Bible said they marched around seven times. And they blowed with the trumpet and they shouted and threw up their hands and glory to God be, the glory. And what did the Bible say happened? Said the walls fell down. They went straight in. Amen. Amen. They didn't have to go around. They didn't have done. Praise God. The Bible said that the walls fell down. I praise the Lord. And they went straight in. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. God will take care of things for us if we'll put our faith and trust to Him. He'll help us to march straight on. He will offer the deliverance that we need in Christ our Savior, praise God, if we'll just trust in the Lord. Amen. We can ascertain that that's going to take place, praise God, because God said so. Praise God. Deliverance will come. But who does deliverance belong to? Oh, we'll put our faith in this one and that one, and faith in our government, faith in people, faith in programs. But they'll let you down. But God will deliver you. Praise God. Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. He said, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in that city. Amen. That city represented sin and evil and wickedness. And God says, you compassionate about, praise God. He said, if you'll do what I say, you'll overcome the sin, even the sin of the city. Boy, I tell you, we need some help in Asheville. Amen. Sin is rampant. It's everywhere that you look. Praise God, it's prominent. It's in the streets. It's on the sides of the roads. It's everywhere that you look. Sin is everywhere. Amen. But God will deliver, praise God. The ultimate justice, praise God. The ultimate salvation, praise God. Where does it come from? It comes from a higher power. Ultimate, praise God, deliverance, ultimate salvation, praise God. It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes from God Almighty. Praise His holy name. Praise the Lord. So when we have these trying times, as David said, when hardships are upon us, when things are gathering in around us, it seems that the darkness is overshadowing us. He said, we just need to trust into the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You know what got David through? It was his unsubduable spirit. Praise God, the troubles and the hardships, the times, praise God, that was coming, that was all around him, praise God. It could not subdue his spirit. Amen. This whole world may try to subdue your body. It may try to hold you back. It may try to keep you from going forward. But praise God, there's something God said He put in you. Praise the Lord, that can keep pressing further and further along. It'll help you keep looking up till you get the glory. Amen. The unsubduable spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the same spirit that was in Joshua. Amen. It was the same spirit that was in David. Let me just tell you something. It's the same spirit that's in Israel today. Amen. Israel's in a fight, Brother Bill, for their life. They are in a fight for their life, but praise God, they have an unsubduable spirit. Amen. That'll bring them together, praise God, for God's glory. Amen. And God will get glory out of them. It's that unwavering faith in adversity. David would say here in verse number 3, in Psalm chapter 3, he said, but Thou, Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and a lifter up of my head, praise God. He said, You are that power, praise God. He said, You are that unwavering deliverance. His unwavering faith, praise God, would offer him deliverance in the Lord. How strong is your faith today? Amen. Sometimes I believe our faith is weak. Trying times, praise God. Listen, we don't need to have a weak faith in trying times. Our faith needs to be strong, praise God. Amen. Well, it needs to be strong so we can have a passionate cry like David did. So we can cry like David did in verse number 4. He said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and He heard me out of His holy hill. Selah. I like that. He said, hey, praise God. He said, I cried to, he said, I didn't have somebody listen to me. He said, I didn't have somebody praying for me. Though they could pray for me. I didn't have somebody praying with me, though they could pray with me. That was desirable. But he said, he cried with his voice. He cried out to God Himself. Amen. And said, God, with my voice, and He heard me out of His holy hill. Amen. He said, God heard me. He said, I cried and He heard me. Amen. He said, Selah. He said, what do you think about that? Amen. He said, what do you think about it? When we cry out to God, when we communicate to God, when we talk to God and He hears us. Amen. We know He hears us and He begins to answer our prayers. It gave David a peace. Amen. His consciousness was soothed, praise God. His troubles was put behind him. He said, verse number 5, listen to what it says. He said, I laid me down. Now notice his confidence. He said, I laid me down and slept. Praise God. He had a peaceful conscience. He said, I was able to lay down in the midst of all that turmoil, all that noise, all that racket. He said, I was able to lay down and take me some rest. And he said, whenever I had finished my rest, now look what he says. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. The sustaining power of God. He said, praise God, I laid down. God said He is always going to be with me. So I laid down, I took my rest, and I woke up. Amen. Did you ever thank God of a morning just because you wake up?
Amen.
Amen. Do you ever thank the Lord just because you're able to wake up in the morning? Hey, I don't take that for granted. I've told you before, I get up every morning, I open my curtain, I look outside, and I say, thank you, Lord, for another day. Even if I get up way before daylight, I still open that curtain, I look out, and I wave to heaven. I say, thank you, Lord, for another day. And I don't take it for granted. Because God Almighty gave me some rest. He let me sleep. And you know when God designed us in the garden? He designed us to go to sleep. Amen? And to wake up the next day brand new. Amen. We messed it up because of sin. If we hadn't messed it up because of sin, we would have lived forever. In a perfect place. With a perfect God. In a perfect union. But because of sin, we lost that privilege. Now we go to bed and we got so much on our minds and we toss and we turn. And then the older you get, the more it gets because with your thoughts and you toss and turn and you have your aches and your pains. Amen. But praise God, one day God's going to fix it all. Praise the Lord. David said, I laid me down and slept. He said, I got my rest. Amen. He said, I waked. I got up. The Lord woke me. He sustained me through the night. And He gave me another day. Praise God. Because of David's passionate cry. Praise God. He emerged in triumph from his trials. He overcome the obstacles that was facing. He had a renewed faith. He had a renewed strength. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can do the same thing. We put our faith and trust in the Lord. Me and you as well can have a new faith. Praise God. Through faith, we can have a renewed strength. Praise God. We can have, through our renewed faith, we get renewed strength in Christ our Savior. Praise God. Then we can shout the victory. Amen. He's going to get victory. We're going to get victory. Victory is ours in Christ Jesus. For those that believe, praise God. Hey, listen, I'll tell you something that'll make the devil mad. If you're a child of God, if you've been saved, born again, praise God, you are a winner, praise God. You have victory in Christ Jesus. One day, praise God, we're going to cross that finish line into glory. Amen. We won't have to cross it with a pout, we'll cross it with a shout. Amen. Say, glory to God, what Jesus did for me. Amen. Praise God, we'll emerge. We emerge, praise God, from the crisis that we're in. Amen. There's a crisis in this world. Amen. And it's because of a Christless world. The ones that reject the Lord Jesus Christ. But we can rise through with victory, praise God. Amen. In this victory we had that we're offered in Christ our Savior. We can come out stronger. Amen. That little nation of Israel over there is besieged. Gaza, those folks last Saturday week, eight days ago today, they infiltrated that place and come in carnage that they'd never known before since the Holocaust. And of course, Israel beat them back, and now they've besieged the city. Amen. I got thinking about that in Joshua as I thought about that, how they besieged the city and they walked, marched around it seven times, and at the seventh time they went seven times, seventh day, and they shouted in there, and they were given the victory over their enemy. Amen. The same God today is in control. The same God today is in charge. The same God that gives victory. Amen. I believe they'll come out stronger. I believe they'll come out more united. Amen. I believe they'll come out with a deeper connection. Not only to each other, to the nation, but they'll come out with a deeper connection to the whole world. Amen. Because the world will realize that there is a God, and He's real. What He's done before, He can and He will do again. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Praise God. He will do again. He'll have a deeper connection to their people. They'll have a deeper connection to their faith. They'll have a deeper connection to their God. We ought to have those today when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, we're to have a deeper connection because of compassion, a passionate cry that we cry out to the Lord. When we ask Him to be our help, we don't know what we'll face in the days ahead. We don't know. We don't have a clue. Amen. Other than what the Lord tells us. We know that we're winners either way. Amen. We know that we are victors in Christ Jesus because He's already won. Amen. The thing to do is just make sure you're on the winning side. Amen. So that you can have the victory. So you claim, hey, we don't have to wait till we get over there to claim victory. We can claim victory today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You and I are winners if you've been saved. If you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, praise God. If not, amen, what we need to do is just offer up a passionate cry. Like David did, nothing to be ashamed of. Just offer up a passionate cry to the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, here am I. Standing in need, Lord. Just no sinner that needs to be saved by grace. Lord, move upon me and help me, God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. Well, that's what David done. Are we better than David? Amen. He said, arise, O Lord, verse 7. After he said, there's tens of thousands that's around me. David was surrounded by the enemy. It was everywhere. Everywhere he looked. He said, I've not been afraid of 10,000 people that have set themselves against me round about. But he says, arise, O Lord, and save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. He said, Lord, you've taken the bite out of them. Amen. What the Lord is doing, praise God, He's taking the bite out of them. He's taking the strength away from them. And He's empowering His people for the journey. Those that would be empowered. Amen. And David would say this in verse number 8. And he'd say, salvation belongs unto the Lord. Now this wasn't just a statement, praise God. It was a statement of fact. David knew who salvation belonged to, and he said, salvation belongs to the Lord. And this is what David says, this unselfishness in David. He said, thy blessing is upon thy people. Amen. David's private prayer was not just for himself. His wishes were not just for himself, but he was wishing blessings upon God's people. All of God's people. Amen. Blessings upon God's people. That a collective spirit would be in the nation and it would draw men together. One more time. Draw men together unto God. That's what we need. Amen. The world is wicked all around us, but we need to be loving each other and drawing men unto the Lord. Amen. Encouraging people to God. Amen. Praise His holy name. Not just an individual survival. That's what David was talking about. But he was talking about the survival of a whole nation. That the whole nation, praise God, would be brought under the envelope of the spiritual revival in Christ. That God Almighty, when he prayed, he said, arise, O Lord, and save me. Oh my God. He wasn't just talking about himself. He was talking about his nation, his people. Amen. His family, his kingdom, everything that he ascertained to, everything that represented who he was. He said, Lord, it's in your hands. Amen. David cried a passionate cry. I wonder today, I was thinking about this, I wonder how long it's been since we let out a passionate cry. A passionate cry, a compassionate cry for a lost and a dying world. God help us. Every person in here knows somebody, someone that's lost without God, that's never been saved and never been born again. And if there's ever been a time to cry and to cry out, it's the day and hour in which we live. We need to have a passionate cry, to cry with compassion, amen, with love, with caring to a thrice holy God on behalf of our people. Amen. What about us today? What about me and you? Where are we at? Where should we be? Amen. We ought to be a compassionate people, concerned people. You know what's wrong with most of us? We don't have no concern no more. You know, we just figure, well, I hope I get in. I hope everybody else get in too. Bible says it's no so salvation. Amen. We need to know that we've been saved. You say, preacher, how do you know that you've been saved? Because you remember where the Holy Ghost of God dealt with your heart. showed you as no sinner, and you fell on your face, you went to an altar, you come forward and you repented of those sins. To repent means to say, Lord, I'm sorry that I broke your law, I broke your heart, and I'm not going. Help me, Lord, not to go back there. And you leave that, and you never go back to it. Sinful life that we lived. Amen. Compassionate cry to God, say, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. And He did. Amen. That Jesus Christ forgave your sins. Praise God. He took your sin upon Him across the Calvary. He died. He shed His blood for your sin and for mine. I remember the day. I remember that evening.
Amen.
Amen. Wednesday night when He saved my soul. Praise God. From the devil's hell. Praise the Lord. But we need to make Him our Lord and Savior. Amen. We need to separate ourselves unto Him and just allow the Lord to be our Lord. To follow Him in a truth of righteousness for His Father's sake. Amen. God, that Jesus Christ, praise God, not just for our sake, but for everybody around us' sake. That they could see Christ in us, me and you. And realize that blessed hope of glory, that hope of heaven. Because that's the only hope we have. There's no hope of this world getting any better. My Bible tells us it'll get worse.
Amen.
Amen. But He said there's a place prepared. Amen. Where it's going to be far better. And we'll be in the presence of the Lord forever. Are you saved today? Are you saved? You know Lord Jesus Christ? He said, if not, there's a hell. The enemies surround us. The enemies all around us today. Just like it was David. But praise God, he cried out to a holy God. God heard him and answered his prayer and saved him out of all his troubles. Amen.